You're listening to the audio production of You Are Free, Be Who You Already Are by Rebecca Lyons, published by Zondervan and read by Heidi Pitak.
Introduction. I started writing this freedom story 2 years ago. I felt confident and full of faith as I began to walk it out, with almost a sense of bravado about the idea of God's goodness. I wanted to shout from the rooftops, "Let's all get free so we can get about the work!" Easy peasy, right? But when the time for writing came, the words dried up. Perhaps I hadn't quite cracked the code on freedom after all. If God wants to set captives free, I thought, then let's do this already. We simply need to release our grip on the bars and step out of our metaphorical jail cells into this abundant life, right? And yet, the minute I tried to articulate this truth in written form, I felt more enslaved than ever before. The dry spell sent me reeling. I said to God, "I can't do this. I'm ill-equipped." If I really believed this freedom thing, it would mean Jesus was enough to free me from anything, any kind of brokenness I carried in this world. Although I'd experienced a taste of the freedom God has for me, the darkness in our world still felt too great. I thought, maybe full freedom is just something we hope for and stay quiet about, not to be realized until heaven. Maybe I'm crazy to write a book about it. I went back to the pages of Scripture, which assured me that we are to live as people who are free because Christ has already set us free and gave us the Spirit to keep us free.